sitting in the morning.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I was talking about the Rudy Giuliani situation on yesterday. And got a call from one of our callers who wanted to basically correct me as I stated that it was not violent. The guy touched Rudy Giuliani on the back. And Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, claimed that he could have died after a man slapped him on the back. You know, and so Rudy Giuliani yesterday doing an appearance on Real America's Voice with Steve Bannon, Giuliani recalled the alleged assault by a supermarket employee, Daniel Gill. "I'm okay. I mean, I'm in pain," Giuliani told Bannon. "The guy knocked me forward two or three steps. Luckily, I didn't fall." Giuliani said that he realized what was happening when the man who allegedly slapped him began yelling about abortion rights. "He started yelling at me that I'm a woman killer," he recalled. "We have to arrest him because we have got to make a point of this. These people can't keep doing this. I mean, I'm 78, 79. I don't even remember." Giuliani suggested that he could have died, citing an uncle who passed away from falling down. "The simple fact is they are violent and basically were not," the former mayor opined. "That's why January 6th is such an aberration and why I have my own thoughts about January 6th. So let's see. They, meaning Democrats, are violent. And the simple fact is that they are violent and basically were not. The former mayor opined, "That's why January 6th is such an aberration, because Republicans are not violent." Bannon observed that he had not seen any coverage of Giuliani's alleged attack on Fox News. Giuliani complained that Fox News had instead reported on Lee Zeldin, who is challenging his son for New York governor. But the fact that the mayor of New York, one of the only two living ex-mayors of New York, and probably, I'd sadly, modestly, the most famous, was assaulted and not even on Fox, Giuliani said. Even if Putin got assaulted, it would be on Fox. So Giuliani blames Fox News for not putting his assault, his alleged assault, on television. You know, even Fox News, as horrible as they are, knew there was no news there. You know, Fox News, as bad as they are, saw a man touch Giuliani on the back and not slap him. And as Giuliani claimed, it was a threat to his life. And yet, Fox News realized as bad as we are, we know that's not any news whatsoever. We know that nobody threatened Giuliani. The man didn't physically create any harm to Giuliani. Yes, he was arrested. And then, yes, he was released with no charge and third degree assault. So, nothing. Yeah, nothing. That's no charge whatsoever. What a waste of time. And maybe, you know, Giuliani will finally realize that his 15 minutes of fame is over. It was tied into Donald Trump. He's going to pay an ultimate price for it. And it's time for him to just go away. Now, here's what I want to talk about next. I was listening a little bit to Matt Flynn this morning, and he was talking about the Heritage Foundation. And I had planned on talking about the Heritage Foundation. And some of the other the Federalist Foundation. And I was wondering how much Americans really know about these foundations. And you can throw in the Bradley Foundation and others. And if you really, as Democrats, would spend some time reading about those entities, you'd understand exactly why the American people are under assault and why so many conservatives, so many Republicans have now swung in that direction. The average person on the right doesn't know anything about the Heritage Foundation or the Federalists, the Bradley Foundation. They're sheep. They don't know any better. But behind all of this are these groups that have organized, been organized for the better part of 30, 40 years. And they have finally gotten a foothold into controlling this nation. And that's why the nation is in such danger. You're not fighting just the average run-of-the-mill Republican who doesn't do anything more than follow what they see on Facebook or on Fox News. These are multi-billionaires who have organized and plan on domination of our government and the American people and have gotten inroads into that. And they're finally, after all of these years and decades, have finally gotten a toehold and control over this nation. Every day the Heritage Foundation is building an America where freedom, opportunity, prosperity, and civil society flourishes. This is the mission of the Heritage Foundation. Heritage's mission is to formulate and promote public policies based on the principles of free enterprise, limited government, individual freedom, traditional American values, and a strong national defense. What the hell is a traditional American value? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Can somebody please tell me the definition of a traditional American value? You know, the Heritage Foundation has their definition of it. I guarantee you it's not the same as what you may think. 844-967-2789. Now, here's theirs. Providing solutions, researching, developing, and promoting innovative solutions. This is the strategic priorities for the Heritage Foundation. Two, mobilizing conservatives, uniting the conservative movement to work together. Number three, training leaders, preparing future generations who will lead America. Now more than ever, the American people need a champion to preserve the great American experiment and everything good and just that it represents. That's why the Heritage Foundation exists. We champion policy solutions that benefit all Americans, but Heritage is also much more than a think tank. That's a little bit about the Heritage Foundation. Now, let me go to the Federalist Society. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And this is the danger that we all face in this society that I will state is more dangerous than any enemy outside of this government. It is these organizations that have controlled the political arena and atmosphere for those on the right. And their focus is not for what's on the best interest of the average Joe. Not you. I know you think that they're talking about you. But majority of you don't have any treasury bills. I mean, I don't think so. It may be one or two of you listening to have some T-bills. But this is not for you. But yet you are willing to follow it. Well, you're not following it because you don't even know it exists. You may have heard about it, but you haven't done any studying on it. And yet they've got you hook, line, and sinker because you'll blindly vote for this, which endangers the future of you and your children. Doesn't matter if you're a conservative. Again, you don't have the financial resources that for the people that they're talking about and the people that they're defending. Now, phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Now, here's what the Federalist Society is. And I was listening to Matt Flynn earlier today mentioning the Federalist Society. And I was saying, oh, man, what are the chances that at the same time I'm going to talk about the Federalist Society, Matt Flynn is talking about it. But never mind, never you mind. Matt is 100% correct. And even you as Democrats need to look into these kinds of things and then ask, where's the Democratic side to this? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, talking about the Federalist Society, the Bradley Foundation, and the Heritage Foundation, just some of these conservative groups that are together. Let's go to the phone lines and Bob. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, Earl, how are you this morning?
All right, how you doing, my friend?
Fine. The questions we were talking about before, I don't know if you got them covered or not.
No, go ahead.
About the panhandlers.
Yes.
And handing them money.
Yes.
The idea that I've been exposed to is don't give them any money.
Okay.
What they're going to use the money for is alcohol, cigarettes, or some kind of drug.
So do you think that everybody who's panhandling, that's what they're out there for? Everybody that's out there is addicted to drugs?
I'm not going to say everybody, but it's predominant. The mantra is find a charity. Find a qualified charity and give them the money. Let them serve that group.
You know, Bob, that group has gotten, a lot bigger than it ever was.
Sure has.
And so, there are some things unquestionably that's changed in our society that aren't good. I think in the long run, Bob, and as believers, we are asked to support our fellow human beings, and there's no axiom that you never know whom you are confronted with. You don't know who that person that you're talking about may be an angel. You ever hear that?
Yes, I have.
Do you believe in any of that?
The way I've dealt with it, Earl, is I go to the gathering, and I'll carry a meal back to somebody, and give them the meal. So I make sure that they get food. I try to connect them with something called Street Angels.
Yeah, I know about Street Angels.
Yep. I encourage you to have them on and interview them.
Yeah, I've had the Street Angels on.
Wonderful.
Before, so I know who they are, and they do great work. And you know, just the sheer numbers of people now who are out here and struggling, it's a whole different reality, and we've just got to do a better job as a society.
Yes, we do.
And we've got to do a better job of these resources that are hoarded in many instances by a handful of people.
Yes, and that's absolutely true. There's another group that deals with the former incarcerated felons who are trying to re-enter
society. I'm very much aware of them. I've had them on. I'm good friends with them, and I, for the life of me, right at this moment, I can't think of the name. They're former guys themselves who are incarcerated, who do some great work. You are right, but I mean, you know, for heaven's sakes, man, their family's on the street.
That's right. Well, our goal is to get them off the street with a roof over their heads, and then we as society can work with them and help them improve their lives.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate it as always. All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians interested in the current state of the legal order. It is founded on the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it's emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. The society seeks... Whoa. Let me go back to that. The Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians interested in the current state of the legal order. It is founded on the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom. Now listen to this. That separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary, the United States Supreme Court, they didn't say that, I'm adding that, to say what the law is, not what it should be. Well, didn't the United States Supreme Court just say what the law should be? In opposition to what they're saying when it comes to abortion, the United States Supreme Court just said what the law should be. The society seeks both to promote an awareness of these principles and to further their application through its activities. This entails reordering the priorities within the legal system to place a premium on the individual liberty, traditional values, and the rule of law. It also requires restoring the reconnection of the importance of these norms among lawyers, judges, law, students, and professors. In working to achieve these goals, the society has created a conservative and libertarian intellectual network that extends to all levels of the legal community. And last, our background. Founded in 1982, the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is a group of conservatives and libertarians dedicated to reforming the current legal order. Now, where is the Democrats' counter to those organizations? You know, 844-967-2789. And because we don't have counters to that, look at what has happened. You wonder why things are getting worse and worse and worse for those on the Democratic side of things, because there's an organized, truly organized and financed effort on the right side of things by billionaires to control what happens in this society. Where's the counterbalance? Where's the Democratic Federalist Society, Bradley Foundation? Where's ours? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
On the radio block, and that block happens to be on Wisconsin Ave, Waukesha. Now is a great time to advertise locally with 540 AM and the Shaw 101 FM. While the ads are inexpensive and the audience is rapidly growing, sponsorships available for This Week in Waukesha, Raised in the Shaw, or live local music on the weekends. Spring packages starting at just $495 a month. Get started today by emailing info@waukradio.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Matt McNeil, and I'm looking forward to joining you on weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM. It's 1 hour every day where we'll talk a lot about regional and national politics, but we'll also talk about a lot of non-political things, too. And you're welcome to call into the show at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, let me be your afternoon quickie. It's The Aggressive Progressive, The Matt McNeil Show, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons starting July 5th on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
For the Shaw 101 FM WAUK 540 AM, I'm Luke Mathers with your headlines. The Shaw 101 FM will be broadcasting the surprise January 6th committee hearings live, gavel to gavel, today starting at noon. Last night, a debate was held in Green Bay for the Republican gubernatorial candidates running to challenge Governor Tony Evers this fall. However, the frontrunner in the latest Marquette University Law School poll, Tim Michaels, chose not to attend the debate. The partisan primary for Wisconsin is 6 weeks from today, Tuesday, August 9th. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is defending the Wisconsin lawyers that have been revealed by the House Select Committee to have played a role in attempting to replace Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election with fraudulent electors. Mainly sunny skies to start the day with a few afternoon clouds and an expected high of 81 degrees. A 60% chance for rain showers this evening with clearing overnight and a low of 58 degrees. You're listening to the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, you just don't understand, you know, how cruel people can be. And when I woke up this morning and the first thing I saw was the 46 migrants found dead inside a tractor trailer near San Antonio. And all you could think of was that many people crammed into the back of a tractor trailer, no windows, no water, no air conditioning. They said it was a refrigeration truck, but the refrigeration wasn't working. Somebody knew. They've got three people in custody. But they knew what they were doing. Those people who got into the back of that truck, migrants from Mexico, who were leaving Mexico in hopes that they would find a better future. Man, can you imagine? It's like sardines packed in a can. The only difference is sardines packed in a can are already dead. And they're sealed. And so, you know, but to put human beings into that kind of situation, that kind of environment, no water, 100 degree temperatures, and then leave the truck. If ever there was a death penalty and somebody who's deserving of a death sentence, it is the three men who were engaged in that. And it does address or go to the policies that we have in place and those people at the border and their desperation to get into this country. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what it takes? Let him on. Yeah, CJ, what's going on?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Hi to Sam. You know, at the root of this problem, it's the invitation by President Biden. Come. Says he doesn't want him.
Hey, CJ.
Do nothing, Kamala.
Hey, CJ. You know, the more I hear you, the more I listen to you, the more I realize you just can't help it. You know, you don't have the depth to understand the depth of the issue. This was happening long before Joe Biden even got into office, or are you unaware of that?
Look at the numbers, Earl. You're false. You're lying, and it's not true.
Okay, so let me say to you. So let me say to you, man. So let me say this to you.
Earl.
I'm not going to argue with you. You know,
Listen,
I'll just cut you off. You know, you're so ignorant
that you call
a host of his own radio show a liar. I've never called you a liar, but it shows what kind of person you are.
I said you're not looking at the facts.
No, you said I'm a liar. Okay.
Wow.
You said I'm a liar, and you said I'm a liar,
okay.
and so let me say this to you.
You are lying. The fact.
Cut him off,
and you don't ever
have to appear on this show ever again. You know, I'm not going to lose my composure over somebody as ignorant as you. You are an ignorant person who repeats the same things over and over again. What's been going on at the border has been going on at the border for longer than, you know, CJ has been alive. But he's so ignorant that he doesn't know any better. I'm going to go back. I'm not going to let him upset me because he doesn't know any better. The bottom line is those people were at the border. They were trying to get in this nation. Because they're looking for a better life. That's what this nation has touted since the inception of it. What's on the Statue of Liberty, CJ, or do you know what that is? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Joe Biden didn't put that on the Statue of Liberty. It's been there. I know what this nation stands for. And just because bigots like you don't want to give opportunities, equal opportunities to everybody, that's what's at the root of all of this. Those people are coming here, you know why? Because they know somebody's going to give them a job. You and other clowns like you don't say anything about the people who offer them jobs to come. You don't get it. You don't understand. You don't have the capabilities to understand. And so I'm going to do this. I'm no longer going to allow a conversation with CJ, Sam, from this point forward. He's just not capable of having a conversation that's based on anything other than, you know, what he saw on Fox News. The truth of the matter is, those people are needed in this society. There are not enough people to fill the jobs. When the information gets to people in Mexico, they already know from their family members who are already here that these opportunities exist in this country. That's why they come. They don't come because Joe Biden said, hey, the border is open for everybody. That's not the issue. The issue is this nation knows it can't make it without those migrant workers. That's the truth. That doesn't matter whether it's Donald Trump or who it is. That's the truth. At some point in time, our nation is going to realize what other European nations already realize. Our societies can't exist, can't survive. There is no future without the migrant worker. That's what's at the root of it. But I want to get back to the fact that there were three people who are less than human who pile all of those people into the semi. Those people never thought for one minute that the persons who they paid to bring them across was going to be so inhuman that they didn't provide water or air for them. All they knew is they were looking for a better life. Was that enough reason that they died in that manner? Yes, the three people who did it deserve, in my opinion, the death penalty. When that many people lose their lives because of you, and you didn't look at them as even human beings. Not human enough to even offer them water.
Literally cooked.
You know what it reminds me of, Sam? It reminds me of the slave ships.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought Africans over the shores to the shores of America, packed.
It sounds just like that. Yeah, you're right.
What that was. And yet, you know, 16 additional people, four children were taken to the hospital, but all those people died trying to get to this country.
Wanting a better life.
Yeah, that's all they wanted. They're not criminals. I don't care what, you know, clowns like CJ and others say. They didn't deserve to lose their lives. And our policies, as it relates to that, knowing that we need those people. Well, those people are criminals and rapists. Hey, CJ, you know, we've got enough criminals and racists and rapists already in our country. You know, that's not what those people are. Those people come here to work for a better life. So listen, we've got to go to a break. Okay. So... what do you say? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I Before we went to break, I was talking about the 46 lives that were lost as the three guys, and I don't know who they are, but they'll soon find out. I don't know how many bodies or people in this tractor trailer in over 100 degree heat coming from the Mexican border. And 45 of them died. 16 were taken to hospitals. No air conditioning in this truck. No water. And then you listen to a soulless person like CJ, who has no soul. And so, you know, he really is an inhuman kind of person. I don't care if I ever have a conversation with CJ again, you know, because he is, what kind of human being does not have any compassion or sympathy for, you know, the fact that all of these people lost their lives, and instead of having some compassion and sympathy for them, he then turns around and says, well, it's Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden said it's all right for them to come. The policies that happen at this border need to really change. The plight of migrants seeking refuge is always a humanitarian crisis, but tonight we are dealing with a horrific tragedy. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg said Monday night, "We hope those responsible for putting these people in such inhumane conditions are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." And likewise, he didn't say what the moronic CJ said. Joe Biden. I mean, that's not the issue. The fact that there were three inhumane people who piled all of those people in a coffin, that's what that was, a coffin and 100-degree heat. And those people actually baked inside. Can you imagine their blood at 100 degrees?
Literally, I got a little heat stroke on Friday going to Summerfest. I can't imagine the pain, the uncomfortable, just horrible, horrible experience that would be to die that way, to go through all of that and basically cook to death.
Officials said it was one of the deadliest tragedies involving migrants in recent memory and emblematic of the ongoing struggle for thousands of people that make the dangerous crossings into the United States. Texas has seen record levels of migrant crossings from Mexico this year and has been bracing for a renewed surge. Authorities say crossings are on pace to hit more than 2 million by the end of 2022. Again, I say that this is not about, again, those people coming here illegally. It's about what's happening in their nations, in their countries, that our country has a hidden hand in. And so if you don't understand why these people are crossing deserts and risking their lives with the clothes on their back, and that's all they have, if you don't understand that, if you don't understand that there's political realities behind it and that our nation is right at the forefront of that, then there's no point in me even having a conversation with you or wasting my time. The plight of migrants seeking refuge is always a humanitarian crisis. Nirenberg said Monday he described the victims as men and women who had families who were likely trying to find a better life. And that's what's at the root of it. They're not coming here to commit crimes. They're coming here to find a better life, which is really what the the people who came to this country originally came for, to find a better life. And that is what this nation is supposed to be about. I mean, you know, these Beto O'Rourke, a Democratic candidate for Texas governor, said the discovery was devastating. He added that the thoughts go out to the families of those who lost their lives in San Antonio. That's what a human being would say, CJ. You know, that's what a human being would say. They are a result of deadly open border policies, which is what the other side of this is, what Greg Abbott wrote on Twitter. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law. We need urgent action, dismantle human smuggling rings, and replace them with expanded avenues for legal immigration that reflect our values and meet our country's needs, O'Rourke wrote on Twitter. Which one sounds better? Again, listening to what O'Rourke said is a humane way of looking at things. Listening to what Greg Abbott and CJ and others like them had to say, there's going to be even more of it. But man, you can't be a human being and not feel for those people whose lives have ended because their life on this planet was not filled with opportunities. And I'll say this, as a human family, you don't have any choice into what nation you are born in. Last time I checked, you don't. None of us do. But we are born into the human family, which means your nationality, where you come from, should not have any bearing on whether or not you have human rights. That's what we're talking about. The lack of the human rights opportunities for humans. Yeah, so we're Americans, we're born in America, and so we're better. Well, again, we only make up 4% of the global population. We've got to look beyond us and look at a bigger picture. Got to go to a break, heartbreaking. That many people lost their lives. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.